Terra claims by an East African businessman living in South Africa said to be behind the security alert issued by the United States Embassy in Pretoria over the weekend. But a source with access to South African intelligence told Times Live, however, that the businessman was believed by South Africa to be a discredited informer who was only after the money he'd be paid for the information after the US alert was issued, followed by a travel warning from the UK and Australia. Security Minister David Mashlobo assured South African security services have liaised with the Americans on the concerns they have, and the those in engagements will continue as part of the ongoing work. The U.S. said in its alerts that it had received the information that radical Islamic terrorist groups were planning to attack places where U.S. citizens congregate in South Africa, such as upscale mall shopping areas and malls in Johannesburg and Cape Town. We discussed the warnings with the executive director of the Afro Middle East Center, Naeem Jina. Naeem, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Naeem, is this the same old warnings that have been heard before, especially in the light of the fact that it is believed the source of the information is a discredited East African businessman living in South Africa?
I think it's very much the case, but I think that we should be careful about saying same old, as if it doesn't mean anything. I think that often when the Americans issue such warnings, that there is some meaning behind it or some agenda behind it, if you like. If you remember last year, September, which was the last time they issued such a warning, they issued the warning, and it was 5 or 6 days before that group of South Africans who had joined Islamic State group returned, the group that went to Raqqa and then escaped. So a few days before they returned, the Americans issued that warning, in a sense saying to the South African government that you really need to be more careful, you need to cooperate with us, you need to, you know, join in on the program, on the war on terror, because South Africa is not very cooperative as far as they're concerned on these issues. The previous time was in 2009 when they even closed down the embassy and the consulates for a few days. Nothing came of either of these incidents. And now it's this particular one. And clearly when you look at their statement, firstly the warning is not even mentioned as a travel advisory on the State Department website, which means that the State Department is not saying to people who want to travel to South Africa, to Americans who want to travel to South Africa, that there's any warning, only on the embassy website. But when you look at the statement, all they're saying is, well, some IS guy a few months ago issued a call for lone wolf attacks, basically, and so this Ramadan, South Africans should be concerned, which is a problem, because they, for example, didn't issue the same warning in Botswana. If that, if it's based on that IS call, then every single country in the world where there might be Americans should have that kind of a warning issued. And then the notion that that the target will be shopping malls where Americans congregate is just ridiculous. Every South African knows that there's no such mall in South Africa where Americans congregate. Any single mall in the country is loaded with South Africans, with a smattering of foreigners, might include one or two Americans, but there isn't a kind of America mall in South Africa. So, anyone that wants to carry out an operation in South Africa would know that well enough not to make such a stupid comment. So I think that in the old end, there's nothing serious that we should take from this warning from the Americans, except that it's probably part of a game that they're playing with the South African government. I also think that the South Africans have this issue quite well in hand.
Now, we've seen the UK as well as the Australian governments adding their voices to the calls to their citizens' name. How much of this is just Islamophobia, and how much is genuine concern over the reach of ISIS, and really how much is linked to the influx of refugees into Europe?
The Brits and Australians, their advisory seems to have simply followed the American one. not anything independent by themselves. How much of it, you know, the question these days is how far do you go in defining what Islamophobia is? Because on the one hand, Islamophobia would be simply kind of dislike, hatred, fear of Muslims. But on the other hand, with the way in which the discourse around so-called terrorism has played itself out in the world, you know, many of us so easily talk about these terrorists and those terrorists, which then also feeds into that Islamophobia. So when this kind of a warning is made and specified that it's Islamic State group terrorists, as they're saying, or, you know, other versions of it, as it might be reported elsewhere, would be Islamic terrorists, Muslim terrorists, Islamist terrorists. It's not necessarily an overt Islamophobia saying Muslims are bad, but what it does is creates in the minds of ordinary people, in the minds of the readers and viewers and listeners, this repeated association of Islamic or Islamist with the word terrorist. And so from that perspective, every time such a warning is issued, every time such a conversation is had, there is that contribution to a feeling of Islamophobia. I think we're fortunate in South Africa that we don't really face any kind of serious Islamophobia here. But it is these kinds of reports and these kinds of warnings, when repeated sufficient number of times, will at least start making people suspicious of Muslims in their midst.
You made reference to the previous time an alert of this nature was announced, and that was in September last year. But this time around, other governments did not follow suit. What is different from what has transpired now?
Well, the one big difference is that the last time it was clear that they issued the warning without even informing the South African government that they were going to do so, which of course made the South Africans quite upset. This time around, they had informed, it seems, they had informed state security, but clearly state security, foreign affairs, international relations, is taking this one as seriously as they did the last time. And an indication of that is that David Maslobo, the Minister of State Security, you know, it took him more than 24 hours before he responded. If they were taking this seriously, he would have issued a response virtually immediately. So this time around, they're not complaining that they were not informed, because they were, but they, you know, they're not taking it seriously, just as they didn't take the September one seriously, because they believe that they have the evidence necessary to be able to say that there's no threat.
How safe is South Africa from terror attacks in general, especially as many other African cities such as Nigeria, within Nigeria and Kenya, have not escaped unscathed?
Yeah, I think we should be careful about that. Simply because South Africa is on the African continent, you know, doesn't mean that we should throw it into the basket with every other country. I mean, I think each country is different in various ways. Kenya is clearly a target for particularly Al-Shabaab, because Kenya has troops in Somalia, because Kenya is killing Shabaab operatives, because Kenya hosts Somalis that it treats extremely badly. South Africa doesn't have any of those issues. South Africa does not have troops in Somalia. South Africa does not intend to have troops in Somalia. The Somali community in South Africa is as aggrieved as any other community in terms of the xenophobia that exists, etc., but not necessarily from the South African government in terms of how they treated, or at least let's say they're not treated any worse than Zimbabweans. With Nigeria and the Boko Haram thing is also a different matter. I mean, again, if South Africa had sent troops there, then you'd say, well, we've sent troops there and we have a big Nigerian population here, you know, there's a possibility, but that doesn't exist. As far as other transnational groups, because both of these, of course, are not transnational, they're national groups. As far as transnational groups like Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State group are concerned, I think South Africa is a target insofar as it might serve as a ground for recruitment, possibly as a ground for some fundraising, but I don't believe that there's any reason for either of those groups to regard South Africa as a target for operations. There's really no benefit that can gained that can be gained out of it, and if anything, it would be more harmful for either of those groups. And I think, you know, the funniest evidence in this regard is you might remember that from the end of 2009 there was a campaign promoted by a couple of academics and a couple of journalists to convince South Africans that that the Soccer World Cup in 2010 was going to be an Al-Qaeda target. And in my mind, at least to my memory, for the first time ever, Al-Qaeda actually issued a statement saying, we have no intention to target the World Cup. Perhaps that means that they, you know, big football fans, I don't know, but the point is that coming out with a statement like that is making a strong comment that South Africa is not on our radar for attacks. Now, I'm not saying that this can't change in a year's time or 6 months or 2 weeks time. But right now, I believe that this is the situation, that South Africa is not a target for operations from any of these transnational groups. Let's also remember that we've had two experiences, if you like, of what might be called terrorism from 1994 until now. One was PAGD, the other was the Buramach, both of which were local, homegrown movements that were to serve local, homegrown objectives, not transnational objectives, not so-called Islamist objectives. They were very local, and so I don't think that that there is that kind of danger.
Very, very interesting perspective. Naeem, thank you very much for your time. Jazakum Allah khair, and we wish you the best for the rest of Ramadan.
You too. Jazakum Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam.